Normally on the program that I do in the morning between 10 and 1, on a Sunday, we take a look at what's happening across the art scene in the UAE. We didn't do it yesterday, obviously, because I'm covering this show, but tonight is such a big event in terms of art across the UAE with the launch of a lot of new exhibitions, start of the autumn season, big events happening at Al Sokal Avenue. Tonight I'll be speaking to Whale, who normally comes in on the morning show in a few moments, about what can be expected at tonight's event. But in the meantime, an exhibition that started last night at the IAM Gallery in DIFC in Dubai is from Shuruk Amin. And it is called, if I can just scroll up quickly, We'll Build This City on Art and Love. Shuruk, welcome to the program. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here.
So it started last night at the IAM Gallery in DIFC, running for the next 5 weeks. What's the exhibition about?
Well, the exhibition is obviously, the title is taken from the 80s song, We'll Build the City on Rock and Roll. And I usually do reference literary motifs in my work, maybe because of my literature background. So I would refer to songs, movies, books, etc. Now, in this case, what I'm trying to say is, because of the destruction that's been going on in the past year, both on a political level and on a morale level, I mean, you see that there's a lot of wars going on in the region, but it's not just the wars. If you talk to people, they feel very hopeless and they feel very demoralized. So what I'm trying to say is we need to salvage that. We destroy things so we can reconstruct them ourselves. It's all in our hands, really. So it's kind of a call for peace, using the weapon that I know how to use, which is art, because art is kind of a peaceful weapon, and it appeals to the masses. It's a universal language, and you can express pretty much anything in art. And I think in the region, because of the strife that's been going on, a lot of artists have been expressing themselves sociopolitically as well as politically. And so this show really is a cry for reconstruction, rebuilding morale, rebuilding mentality, emotion, rebuilding cities, using art and love.
Now, you mentioned there that you've come from a literary background. So what did that entail?
Well, it means that I studied, academically, I studied poetry, modern poetry. My PhD is in modern poetry. However, I've been painting all my life since I was a child, so that's definitely my calling. And the two do meet in the middle somewhere. Actually, they met in my PhD dissertation, because that was about ekphrasis, which is the connection between art and poetry. So I found a way to join them together. I do consider myself primarily an artist and secondarily a poet. However, my literary background influences a lot of my visual images.
Well, you're obviously very good at both, because you've been nominated as a Pushcart Prize. You've also been awarded the title of Artist of the Year by the Arab Woman Awards. So doing both seems to be very good for you.
Yes, they do come naturally, both of them, actually. And for me, writing is something that I do in my spare time. If I'm sitting in the car doodling, or in the subway doodling, or on the bus, things come up and you just write them down. And we all do that sometimes in a little journal. For me, they end up being poems. The art, on the other hand, for me, is more of my purpose in life. I see it as my mission. It's, for me, more... No, I wouldn't say more serious per se. My poetry is quite serious. However, I would see it as something that I could use to instigate social reform in society.
Got the news headlines at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, I'm speaking to Shuruk Amin. We Build the City on Art and Love is her exhibition, which opened last night at the IAM Gallery in DIFC. It runs until the 23rd of October. And before we heard from I Whistle a Happy Tune from The King and I, you were talking about the works at the exhibition, how it's been a time of plenty of despair, and how a lot has been things being destroyed and reconstructed now. And is that a theme that runs right through your exhibition?
Yes. I mean, there are certain subcategories within that. So I explore things like pollution and what we should do about that, delayed projects, corruption, bribery, you know, delayed governmental projects, all of these things, child marriages, which is very close to my heart, love in the Islamic world, the fight over power, the fight over the throne, and all of these issues, the being victimized, being, you know, victims of fashion. So there's a lot of themes that are sociopolitical that I explore. But all of them fall under the major umbrella of construction, hope, positive change, the potential for growth, the potential for advancement and progress.
It says that it's a exhibition of mixed media work. Mm-hmm. So what does that entail then?
Well, mixed media, it's a very general term in the art world, and really it could be anything. In my case, it pertains to acrylic painting, in addition to some photography collage. And, you homogenize the two by painting with the acrylic painting. Sometimes I'll add a little bit of extra materials like lace. And this series was more feminine for me. There's a lot of lace, a lot of flowers. And I was trying to send out a very harsh message in pretty packaging, let's say. So there was a lot of feminine aesthetics involved in the technical aspect of the work. And that was done on purpose just to soften the blow of the message.
You use a lot of, there's reds, there's a kind of warmth in the paintings by the looks of it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of red, a lot of bright, vivid colors. It's just kind of been my motif since 4 years ago, actually. I mean, I've been exhibiting since 1994. I've been 20 years in this business. But it's only in the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years that the world has taken notice of the work because of the message that it's sending out. The colors, I suppose, are just another way of bringing that message, because it's very vivid, and it creates a lot of strong emotion, instigates a lot of strong emotion. And red especially is very contradictory. On the other hand, you have it as the negative side of it, which is the anger and the blood and the violence associated danger. And on the other hand, you've got the passion, the love, and the energy,
warmth,
and the warmth. Exactly. So I like that, because in general, I'm a very contradictory person. My work is very contradictory. I play a lot with the yin and yang and the paradoxes of life, and a lot of black and whites brought together.
So. Well, I'm delighted that you have been able to take the time out to join me this afternoon. Sharuk Amin, We Build This City on Art and Love. The exhibition is on from the 14th of September, i.e. last night, till the 23rd of October at DIFC. It's the IAM Gallery at DIFC. And for full details of that, do head to the website iamgallery.com. Sharuk, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.